This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. A technology company in South Bend has secured a $38 million contract to expand and enhance its cloud-managed services operation used by the U.S. Air Force. Trek 10 uses its Cloud Ops service to help the Air Force's business and enterprise systems product innovation migrate its applications to the cloud in a more efficient manner. President Jim Abercrombie.
What we helped Bespin organize around and do is a process to really move applications to the cloud, bring modern DevOps practices to this whole organization in as effective manner as possible.
Trek 10 was founded in 2013 and is an Amazon Web Services premier tier partner that helps businesses of all sizes build and support their own cloud infrastructure. A manufacturer of recycled outdoor living products headquartered in Kosciuszko County is under new ownership. Syracuse-based Polywood has been acquired by an investment group led by New York-based Arsenal Capital Partners, though financial terms are not being disclosed. The two-year college that Butler University plans to open in the fall of 2025 will be named in honor of the institution's founder, the university announced Tuesday. The new addition will be named Founders College, honoring Ovid Butler, a lawyer who fought for higher education access. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders, discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs, and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
With more than 40 years of experience, Michael Schottmeyer has spent his entire career as a business attorney at Kahn, Dees, Donovan, and Kahn. In a special Q&A for our Evansville Region Report newsletter, the 2022 and 2023 Indiana 250 honoree said while the law firm is solid, recruiting talent remains a challenge as it does in so many other industries.
We're affiliated globally through Meritas, which is a blessing for us. It's a boutique business law firms in all cities around the world that are Evansville size and larger. And that gives us a benchmark and allows us to compete with the Barnes and Thornburgs of the world. So we have the resources. We're able to recruit. That's obviously talent is the issue in everything in the country. I think going to be a more acute problem for the coasts, it looks like, because they're the ones that are now bleeding. The South is certainly doing better than the Midwest, but I think Indiana and Ohio are in a strong position. Kentucky's in a strong position.
You can read the full Q&A at insideindianabusiness.com. The city of Gary is looking to make use of what is currently unused land owned by U.S. Steel. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the city has a particular interest in developing a new business park near Buffington Harbor. Mayor Eddie Melton told the publication he recently approached the Pittsburgh-based steelmaker about donating the land to the city for the project. U.S. Steel has about 500 acres of land near Buffington Harbor that currently has nothing but a large pile of industrial waste known as slag, which would require environmental remediation before any development takes place. The mayor noted that such a development could increase the city's tax base, create jobs, and provide a greater footprint in transportation, logistics, and manufacturing. Garmon Construction President Paul Okeson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.